We heard the king call out to Daniel that Daniel's God was a living God. And I want you to know that our God is a living God too. Daniel knew this with his whole heart. Even in the midst of the royal court and all its politics, he knew to stay true to God. He knew to trust God's presence despite those around him vying for power. Daniel's faith in a living God allowed him to be the person God was calling him to be while in exile in Babylon. The story of Daniel and the lion's den brings God's message of hope and life to all people who are struggling, no matter what their circumstances, but especially those who are facing persecution and oppression, and especially those who find themselves in a foreign place. God is a living God is a message I saw in action on our mission trip this summer. This summer, seven of our youth went to Baltimore. Ned Parnell and Brent Mullis and I were the advisors. We traveled together and stayed at a place called The Center, which is an organization that brings youth and adults and connects them to other mission partners in Baltimore. The center offers a little different kind of mission experience because we weren't going from one agency to another, but they linked us to one group throughout the whole week so that we could be immersed in hands-on experiences and then come back and reflect what we had learned and experienced with the center staff and look at those experiences through the lens of Christian faith and social justice. Our mission partner in Baltimore was Gallery Church in the Patterson Park neighborhood. This church is where we met Bill Medina and his wife, Aida. Bill and Aida are serving God at the crossroads of poverty and affluence in a very multicultural neighborhood. This area of Baltimore is where immigrants have come for years and years to settle. In Patterson Park and the surrounding area, people of all nationalities are striving to live and work in a new country. These neighbors are hopeful that they too can make a fresh start. Bill is constantly and consistently preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to his whole community, for he knows that the gospel is what is going to unite them and bring them all together. Bill and his congregation want his neighbors to know God is a living God, one they can trust, one that is faithful, and whose kingdom will never end. On our first day at Gallery Church, we were given the task of cleaning out the children's rooms and organizing a small library. Aida suggested that we pick out three or four books that we might want to read to the children during our VBS week. Now, there were many, many books to choose from, and we chose several. But when I came across Daniel and the Lion's Den, I knew I had to encourage the youth to choose that one. Daniel is a great story, and I knew that the children would enjoy roaring like lions, and I knew that the youth could act it out wearing crowns and simple costumes. We knew that we could make some lion masks so that the children could practice roaring with each other. I could envision all of this, and I imagined the kids hearing the message of Daniel. So this is where our character Daniel does come into our week. In our scripture reading this morning, we heard of Daniel's excellent qualities. Daniel is brave and he is faithful. Daniel is courageous as he is tested in his time in Babylon. Daniel and his fellow Jews were exiles, minorities in a foreign land, but still, Daniel stays true to God and remains God's faithful servant, bringing a message of hope to all people. The story was a way to remind the children to trust God and be faithful to God during both difficult times and easy times. The story was also God's way of reminding me, especially, and hopefully our mission team, that we had to trust. Trust in what God had in store for us. That week, after lunch, we would head off to our foreign land, Patterson Park. Patterson Park is 137 acres of green space. It has a swimming pool, an ice skating rink, several athletic fields. You may have seen the pictures of the pagoda, and it holds multiple concerts and other community events throughout the year. When we first arrived, we had to go to Gallery Church to get all our supplies. The mission team would gather the supplies and meet Aida and her daughter for our walk over to the main playground at Patterson Park. As you saw the youth demonstrate this morning, we would pile up a wagon. We'd also take two big bag-o boards and a cooler. I didn't think Blakely and Henry wanted me to put them through that all over again. As we walked and talked and joked, we would ask questions about the park and the neighborhood and listen to Aida share about the ministry in which she and her husband were so committed and highly involved. Aida and Bill opened their hearts to this community and really cared for all the people in the surrounding area. Aida always stressed the importance of bringing the community together. So it was her hope as we led Vacation Bible School in the park that those people would come to love and serve the Lord at Gallery Church. She and Bill, along with the members of the church, felt called not only to serve the Latino community close to the church, but their multicultural neighbors. They had a wish to bring their neighbors who were facing poverty and poor housing together with those of affluence who were part of the gentrification of the neighborhood. This mixture of affluence and poverty reminds me of Daniel. In the midst of wealth and prosperity, Daniel is striving to stay true to his God. He faithfully prays and stands up to the officials who are trying to use their wealth and influence to change the laws to their advantage. At Gallery Church, Bill and Aida are serving God like Daniel. They are simply sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and caring for the people in their community, despite all the opposing influences. Daniel is making God's aliveness known as he stands up to those who want him thrown in the lion's den. And Bill and Aida and the members of Gallery Church are proclaiming that God is a living God, a God of hope who will endure forever. Daniel, placed in a court of the king, was the only one of his faith. His prayers were his comfort in the midst of this difficulty. His prayers ignited his faith in God, and I'm sure he hoped would inspire others to have faith and hope in God. Despite Daniel's faithfulness, the other local officials sought to get rid of Daniel. First, they tried to discredit him, and when they couldn't do that, they create a scheme to change the law. And they know that this is a law he will disobey. The officials' fear of the unknown drives them to ignore Daniel's good character. Their dominance in the court allows them to make Daniel's situation even worse. Not only does Daniel have to stay true to his God while in exile in a foreign land, but now his faith is put to the ultimate test, the den of lions. Now, I can no way compare our mission experience to Daniel's. We were safe and supported the whole time by center staff and Gallery Church staff. But for me, at least, Patterson Park was a foreign land. We didn't know who would show up. We didn't know how many would show up. We weren't really sure what we were going to do with whoever showed up. And as one who was raised Presbyterian, I've never been really good at talking to strangers about God. But you see, God had plans for us. God's aliveness was all around us. And so as the children arrived at the park, maybe some of our awkwardness dissipated. I know this looks like just an average pile of toys, and if you saw us as we set them out, they probably were a little scruffier and a little more tangled. It doesn't seem like much. It's not very innovative. It's not high tech. It's not even fancy. But just like children do, they jumped into the fun. They saw balls and hula hoops and bubbles, bubbles. And just like children do, they got involved. And I have to say, our youth were amazing. They came up with new ways to play cornhole. They hula hooped and jumped rope, drew pictures with young toddlers and blew bubbles until they laughed themselves silly. They had so much fun while the children played. And then, of course, there was this most hilarious game of sharks and minnows, but I will let them tell you that at another time. God was alive and at work as we shared the gospel with our group of children. And yes, we shared the gospel in the park, the gospel of God's love. You see, all we did was share. We shared our toys and our food and our loving kindness. And the children and their parents were happy. All we did was twirl a rope and blow some bubbles, and the children laughed, and the parents relaxed. We simply had a lot of fun. And when the children were thirsty, we gave them drinks, and when they were hungry, we gave them a granola bar. We made lion masks and enjoyed roaring at each other. God was alive and at work in our midst. And then after all the running and kicking and tagging, coloring and bubble blowing, we would settle down for the Bible story. And we told about how Daniel was faithful and stood up to the king's officials. We told him how he was thrown into the lion's den. But the lions, when they saw Daniel, stopped their gnashing of teeth and became quiet and slept. The kids actually closed their eyes and slept. Then we said it was morning and they awoke to find Daniel safe and sound. We heard the king praise Daniel for his faith. Afterwards, we told the kids that God loves you. Trust God, pray to God, for God is always with you. Then we prayed, played, and laughed a little more, ate the last of the granola bars, and packed up to go home. Tired and sweaty, we would walk back, Bible story told, bubbles blown, jump ropes in a tangle, a snack shared and a hug given. Our message to the children: God loves you. Trust God, pray to God, for God is always with you. God's message to the mission team: God is a living God who is active and always with all of us. Patterson Park became a place where we shared the gospel message of Jesus Christ and Jesus' message of love and faithfulness. Patterson Park became a place where you could share a granola bar and a smile for a short time. Also, the park became a place of peace and security for a few children and their parents who live in uncertain times. And for our little band of disciples, our mission team, it became a place of friendship and joy. We came as strangers, not sure of each other. While we were there, our band of disciples did what we could do with a few balls and jump ropes and a Bible story or two. But in that moment of sharing, everything changed. God became alive to all of us. The God of hope and peace, the God of never-ending love, was in our playing and our stories. Our snacks and juice were alive with God's presence. Like in the lion's den, the angels closed the mouth of fear and apprehension in us. And we opened our hearts to the children and their parents as we played in the park. God opened my eyes to see that spreading the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ is only a matter of bringing God's aliveness out into the open and sharing what we have with one another. God is at work. We must open our hearts to the people around us and share what we have with one another. God is calling us to meet our neighbors and be like Daniel and faithfully trust in God. I also learned this summer that all it takes to share the good news of Jesus Christ is a snack, a smile, and a few words of love. God was alive in Patterson Park, and God is alive for us today. Maybe that's what Daniel knew deep in his heart, the one thing he could hold on to in exile in Babylon. He knew God was with him all the time. He could trust God. He knew God would show the king and all his servants who the one true God was. My friends, sharing God's aliveness, God's love, is what you and I are called to do. We are called to share this love with one another, with our friends, and with maybe some strangers. God is alive. God is the living God, enduring forever. Open your hearts to the people around you. Then share what you have. Maybe a granola bar. Maybe a smile. Maybe a simple act of kindness. Then watch. Watch what God will do.